Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and I want to talk to you a little bit today about courage. My hero, Wayne B. Smith, gave me a lot of courage from sitting out in the audience when I was in college. I started attending Southland Christian Church, where the Reverend Wayne B. Smith, who founded that church, was there through his tenure. I believe he retired in 1996, if I'm not mistaken. And yet, even though he retired, he was still always a great source of encouragement to me, and just so blessed to have that kind of encouragement. And Wayne wrote me a letter. I got ordained in ministry at the age of 38, 2003 of August. And he wrote me this letter on March 3rd of 2004, just to encourage me about going into ministry. And yet, whether you're in ministry full-time, part-time, but if you're just a follower of Jesus, I think it'll speak to you, and that's why I want to share today. I just am determined with all of my being to continue Wayne Smith's legacy because of the ripple effect he had in my life, and I want it to ripple in others for generations to come. And so Wayne wrote me this letter. I've kept it all these years. Hard to believe it's been 15 years now. But he just said, "I'm pleased to write on your behalf." And he shared some nice compliments that he had heard about my ministry. But he went on to say, and I'm going to apply this to if you're a follower of Jesus instead of saying ministry. But he said, "There's nothing like being a follower of Jesus. You will have highs and lows daily. However, there are more mountain peaks than valleys. Someone has said the greatest use of your life is to spend it on something that outlasts it. Eldon Trueblood said, a person has reached maturity when they plant a shade tree knowing they will never sit under them. Wayne also said, someone has said we make a living by what we get and a life by what we give. We'll say that one more time. We make a living by what we get and a life by what we give. And when I ask you today, I've been guilty at times of being caught up in the rat race, you know, being on that treadmill of life or just trying to do more to be successful. And I traded that several years ago when I went into ministry at 38 back in 2003. And yet I still can get busy even now with my nonprofit Hope Is Here, pastoring a small church in eastern Kentucky, and just doing a lot of, quote, good things, but maybe they're not God things. Maybe they're things that maybe God's not asking me to do because they sound good. I do them. And yet I do want to be a person that gives. I don't think you can outgive God, whether it's with your financial resources or your time. Yet for people pleasers like me, maybe the best thing today you could do is say, when somebody asks you to do something, just say, you know, give me 24 hours. Let me check my calendar and let me pray about it and I'll get back with you. And I'm trying to do that more in 2019. Still not doing great with it, but I'm doing better than I used to instead of just saying yes off the cuff because it sounds like a good idea. And I know I can probably do that with my schedule just off the top of my head, or maybe I've got my cell phone and my calendar on my phone, but I'm trying to really wait 24 hours before I agree to things. So maybe that's a word for somebody else today. Wayne went on to say in this letter that he wrote me, someone has said you need three things in life. One, you need someone to love. Two, you need something to do. And three, you need something to hope for. And friends, you know, I share that obviously somebody to love romantically is a great thing. But I know a lot of our listeners that are in a season of singleness. It could be by divorce. It could be that they're a widow. Sometimes it's just people are single just for other circumstances. But the point I'm making is maybe there's not anybody romantically involved. But I want to encourage you that someone to love. It can be your children, your grandchildren. It can be just loving your neighbor. You know, just showing love, pouring, mentoring people. As I've shared numerous times, I don't have kids of my own, but I've helped pour into a lot of other people's kids. I love kids. Never dreamed I wouldn't have kids of my own. And yet, God has given me opportunities to love a lot of people. I've got three or four guy friends that man, that I really do life with, other friends that are going through tough times, and I try to offer encouragement and love on them. And so I want to encourage you today that, you know, it doesn't have to be a romantic love, but yet that always is a great thing if you're blessed to have a significant other person. But as I've shared numerous times over the year and almost a half that we've done, Hope is here. That I know, you know, a lot of single people that can be lonely, but yet I know a lot of married people, even though they're not physically alone, they're still lonely. They have just gotten distracted and they're not connected emotionally, physically, you know, relationally at all. And so, but I really love that saying that Wayne said, you need three things in life: someone to love, something to do, and something to hope for. And man, you can always be a blessing to people. It doesn't have to be with financial resources, just being a listening ear, giving somebody a text. Man, is there anything better when somebody sends you a text? You say, hey, I was thinking about you today. I wanted to see how you're doing. Or, hey, I was thinking about you. I know you're going through this tough situation. I want to let you know I prayed for you. And to take 30 seconds and say a prayer for somebody and then send that text, it might take a minute at most. And, friends, you could be somebody's hope for another day. My good friend Manuel Scott, who travels all over the world to speak a lot to teachers and education associations and students, bringing a word of hope, said even on your worst day, you could be one person's hope to get through another day. And so I want to remind you that today, that even on your worst day, you could be someone else's hope to get through another day. And that could be something as simple as sending a text saying, hey, I was thinking about you today, said a prayer for you, and maybe including with the simple question, how are you doing? Or you may not have time to do that, but at least acknowledging somebody, letting them know that you're thinking about them and you care. I heard a saying one time, I believe it was from John Maxwell, probably 20 years ago, that says, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And so I want to maybe encourage somebody today listening with that. Wayne went on to say in this letter, you know, Greg, you're in this for the long haul. I stress this fact because the greatest tool of Satan is discouragement. Is that spot on or not? The greatest tool of Satan, discouragement. And that is one of the main reasons why I started Hope is Here back in December of 2017, is because I see so many people that are discouraged. And the fact of the matter is, life can be really hard at times. And all of us definitely go through seasons of life where life is extremely challenging and it's mentally and emotionally fatiguing. And yet, there is hope always because of Jesus, and that's why we do this 14-minute Hope is Here. And I want to encourage you to subscribe to our podcast through the Podbean app or through iTunes, Google Play. There's so many different ways. We actually have our own YouTube channel, Hope is Here, gregjhorn.com. That's Hope is Here or gregjhorn.com that I want to encourage you to subscribe to, and it'll automatically send you our programs once they are posted. And I appreciate Susan Coates so much, who helps us behind the scenes, and appreciate Brad Taylor, our producer here at the studio. Just very blessed to have Susan and Brad that do so many things behind the scenes to help make Hope is Here possible. But also, we post all our programs on our Facebook page, Hope is Here on Facebook, and you can listen to it there. So, man, you gotta, if you're discouraged, you gotta fill your mind, your spirit, your heart with some words of hope. And that's what we want to do on Hope is Here every day. Wayne Smith went on to say in this letter, in the NFL, the National Football League, if you don't play hurt, you don't play. He said, you will be hurt. Satan will see to that, but you must go on. And I know somebody listening today is like, man, I've been so hurt by life. I've been told that I'm not loved anymore. My employer told me, hey, we're sorry, but you know what? Your services are not going to be needed anymore. And at the end of the month, you'll be getting a severance check. Your children, they don't contact you when you want to hear from them, or maybe your grandchildren. Friends have let you down. Your 401k has become a 101k. The stock market, maybe you just made some bad investments, or it could be not in the stock market, but real estate, and you're nearing the age of retirement, and yet there's not much there resource-wise. And I just know that I know there's so many things that people are discouraged by, but I want to encourage you today that you must go on. Wayne went on to quote Psalm 15, verses 1 and 2, Lord, who may dwell in your sanctuary, who may live on your holy hill, he who keeps his oath even when it hurts. What do you think about that last part of that verse in chapter 15 of Psalms, verse 2? Even when it hurts. Friends, it's not a matter whether you're going to have pain or whether you're going to hurt, but how you deal with it, how you endure through it. And for me personally, without Jesus, I don't know how people do endure it, but that's why we do Hope Is Here, to let you know that what Romans 8:28 says, we know that all things happen that happen to us is working for our good if we love God and we are fitting into his plans for our one and only life. And the fact of the matter is, each person's plan for their one and only life is different. And we get into that compare game, things can get really challenging for us because we either have one, pride, we're doing better than people in the area, or we wind up having pity parties because we're not doing as well. Our kids aren't doing as well in school or going to the same colleges, or we don't live in the same neighborhood, or we don't drive as nice a car, and the list goes on and on when we play that compare game. Wayne went on to quote 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 through 16 in his letter to me. Beloved, think it not strange, considering the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some things strange may be happening to you, but rejoice as partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, that you may be glad also with exceeding joy. If you are approached for the name of Christ, be happy, for the Spirit of glory and of God rest upon you. On their part, he is evil spoken of, but on your part, he will be glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer or as a thief or as an evildoer or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any person suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on their behalf. Amen and amen. 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 through 16. And then Wayne closed the letter that he sent to me from March 4th, 2004, saying, courage isn't having strength to go on. It's going on when you haven't got the strength. Courage isn't going just where the light is. It's following through the dark valleys. Courage isn't being so big that you're not afraid. It's trying when you are afraid. Courage isn't accepting yourself when you get a pat on the back. It's accepting yourself when friends seem to turn away. Courage isn't something that comes easily. It's motivation without inspiration. Courage is standing with God amidst opposition without feeling very courageous. So friends, today I want to encourage you to be a person of courage, to know that you can trust God even when you can't see God. And as my aunt said, who was diagnosed with cancer, who had never been sick majorly a day in her life, and her early 60s, and then 6 weeks later she went to be with Jesus. She said, even though while she was dying, she said, I don't always understand God, I can trust God. And she told her daughter, she said, I've taught you to live as a Christian. Now I'm going to show you how to die as a Christian. So friends, I want to encourage you to be a person of hope, a person of courage. And I love that Wayne Smith closed a letter. He said, the ministry is the calling of an inadequate person to an impossible task for an indefinite period of time. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, call if you need me. And I want to encourage you today, if we can help you, to reach out to us, go to our website, hopeishere.today. Email me at greg@hopeishere.today. That's greg@hopeishere.today. I'm Greg Horn. We'll see you next time on Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.